Good afternoon and Chodesh Tov. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call. Before we begin, I would like to thank our generous sponsors for today's call. Seymour and Mindy Liebman and the Schutz for Refuah Shlema for Shifra Bat Miriam. Anonymous and the Schutz for Refuah Shlema for all those who are ill and for all those who are well to stay well. Atar Scheinson, in honor of the entire Jewish community coming together at this time, and as a huge thank you to healthcare professionals. Eti Burke, in memory of her father, Harav Aryeh Leib Ben Harav Binyamin. Avram and Hetty Pearl for the Yortzeit, Dr. Eric Teit, Yehoshua Asher Ben Yehuda, and Esther Pearl, Esther Malka Bas Avram Halevi, and for Rufua, for all those in need. Tobiro and Elise Schwartz, Lezecher Nishmas, her father, Dr. Milton Gordon, Mayor Ben Reuven Melech. My wife, Shani's wonderful grandparents, Ralph and Frida Elephant, in memory of Norma Kushner. Lezecher Nishmas, Erwin and Lati Katz, Zechonum Levracha, by their children, Meira, Yonina, Debbie, and Nati, with profound Hakaras Atov to the OU for this daily chizuk. Thank you for that. Harvey and Leah Krasnow for Refuah Shlema to all Chole Yisrael. May the rest of us be Zocha to stay well. Paula and Gerald Fram in the Schutz for Refuah Shlema for Zacharia Mordechai Ben Rina Chaya and in honor of all the health workers on the front lines. Murray and Chani Friedman for Refuah Shlema Bekarov to all those that need it and Chizuk for all. Anonymous for Refuah Shlema for Harab HaKohen Gimple Mordechai Daniel Ben Sara Ita. Yaakov and Lois Kellerman in the commemoration of the Yortzeit of Eliezer Yehuda Ben Ephraim. Anonymous as a schutz for Refuah Shlema for all Cholei Yisrael Bekarov. Naomi and David Kasovitz and the family, as well as Beverly Salonik and the Salonik family, for Refuah Shlema for their brother Zev Melech Ben Bedina, and in honor of their grandmother's Yortzeit this month in Nisan, Molly Skolotnik, Malka Ben Abraham. David and Vivian Lukens, Anonymous, and my wonderful parents, Ronnie and Jennifer Herman, in the schutz for Refuah Shlema, for all those in need. Thank you all so much for your generosity and sponsorship. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be for the Yortzeit, for someone in need of a refuah, or in honor of somebody, please visit ou.org/call, as in a phone call. That's ou.org/call. A daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month, and every penny will go directly to the OU's Emergency National Pesach Food Campaign. I can't say this enough. This year, more than ever, there are so many families who are and who will be in need of assistance. Please try and do whatever you can to help, even if it's a dollar. Donations for any amount to help this crucial cause can be made directly at ou.org/hunger. That's ou.org/hunger. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Tzvi Engel, Moller D'Asra, Congregation Or Torah in Skokie, Illinois, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. As we share each day, but it's always worth repeating it for all the new callers joining us on a daily basis, Rabbi Engel's words of inspiration will be immediately followed by him reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim. Perek Chaf, Chapter 20, Perek Chaf Zion, Chapter 27, and Perek Kuf Lamed, 130. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Engel will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but not responsively or pausing between Pesukim, so that all of us on the call can say the Tehillim together with him in unison. I've also asked Rabbi Engel to please recite the Perek, the chapter in Hebrew and English before he begins, and to briefly pause between each paragraph so that all of us can use that time to turn to the proper page. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow's phone call, as well as for tonight's exciting lineup of OU Live. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Engel.
Thank you very much. We gather today by phone and around the world on one of the most significant days on the entire Jewish calendar. I say this because Chazal declare this, our sages of blessed memory, in the Gemara, in the section known as Masechet Shabbat and Daf Pei Zayin. Oto Yom Natal Eser Atarot. This day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first day of the first month of our calendar, took 10 crowns for itself. And the Talmud proceeds to list various historic events that happened on this day. Three separate books of our Torah, the one that we finished this past week, the Sefer Shmot, this coming week's Torah portion, and Sefer Vayikra, and the one that we will be reading in not too long a time, Sefer Bamidbar, all refer to three different perspectives of exactly this day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Aleph Nisan. In the book of Shmot, it is the day of the putting up of the Mishkan, the building of the tabernacle, the portable mikdash, the portable temple for Hashem. That was on this day that it was inaugurated. So says the Torah in chapter 40 of Sefer Shmot. Sefer Vayikra will tell exactly the same story, not about building, but about service, and particularly the service, the avoda, as led by the Kohanim with Aaron HaKohen at the helm. We call this section in the Torah in Sefer Vayikra Parshat Shmini. It too transpired on exactly this day. Sefer Bamidbar has in Parshat Naso a description of each of the 12 tribes' princes bringing gifts for the Chanukah at HaMizbeach, beginning on this day, the first day of Nisan, Vayhi Bayom HaRishon. And so it was on the first day. From three different perspectives, the same day can be viewed either as the culmination of building, as the onset of service, or as a day of gift giving. In each case, the building, the service, and the gift giving is only and exclusively for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I want to share with you another dimension of what this day represents. This day, according to the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, is not only this day of inauguration, but it's actually the anniversary, potentially, of something even more majestic, if one could imagine such a thing, than the Mishkan, or the service of Hashem, or the gifts given to Hashem. And that is the creation of the world itself. You see, there is a discrepancy, a discussion between two great sages of the Mishnah, who are described both in Tractate Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Yom Amud Bet and Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer maintains B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. In the month of Tishrei was the world created. Indeed, it seems we follow this approach because we celebrate Rosh Hashanah in the fall at the onset of Chodesh Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua, however, avers otherwise. Rabbi Yeshua Omer B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam. In Nisan was the world created. Truth to tell, while we do, in the end, daven for our machzorim and stand before Hashem on a day of judgment, on Aleph Tishrei, I'd like to submit that this year, perhaps more than others, we ought to have a heightened sense of how precious this day and this time is. Not only a time of uncertainty and challenge, but I believe a great day and a great time period of opportunity. The great Hasidic master Reb Chaim of Tzantz did not begin his Seder night by talking about the impoverished bread, halach ma'anya, nor did he begin with manishtana. Rather, he began his story of the Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, the Exodus from Egypt, with the story of creation itself. For that too, he believed, was part and parcel of the story that needs to include within it the story of our slavery and our redemption. When we appreciate this, we can understand that when we are now on Aleph Nisan, united in a very strange way with the entire world facing the same challenge, and yet we are calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as so many good people of goodwill or monotheistic around the world are attempting to do, let us consider that there are great opportunities that lie before us even as we face many challenges. According to the Chizkuni and the Bechor Shor, two commentaries on the Torah, the first day of Nisan was something else very special that transpired for all of humanity. According to these two commentators, it was the day in which one human being, Noah, opened the covering on the ark, on the Teva, and first looked outside, having spent 12 months confined indoors, bobbing on the waves, tempest-tossed, and spending days and nights, according to Chazal, on very little sleep, doing the arduous and vainglorious work of trying to take care of all of Hashem's creation that was there carried on the waves. When we understand this, we can understand also that this day is a great day of hope. We remember today, Aleph Nisan, not only our national story, but also a universal story. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam, the creator of the universe. He is the Manhig, the director of the Olam, of the world. Indeed, Noach and all of the people who are the descendants of Noach are known forever as the Bnei Noach, the children of Noach. Chazal understood that Noach was not only in the Teva, there, taking care of animals and the other seven members of his family, but he was also praying. He was davening a special tefillah, a one-line prayer, over and over again. It actually appears later on, David HaMelech would write this, King David would inscribe this in Psalm 142. Hotzia mimasger nafshi lehodot et shemecha. Take my soul, my spirit, out of its confinement, so that I may give thanks to you. Biyachtiru tzadikim kitigmol alai, so that you will crown, the tzadikim, the righteous people, will crown you, Hashem, through me, through my experiences, Noach, kitigmol alai, for all the bounty you will give me. According to the Matnot Kehuna, with the commentaries on this explanation of the sages, this is all found in our Master of Rosh Hashanah. For want of time, let me just read you the English portion from the section of the Musaf prayer known as Zichronot. And Noach also, you remembered with love, and you came to him with words of salvation and compassion when you brought on the waters of the great flood to destroy all creatures of flesh because the practices they followed were corrupt. And so let Noach's memory come to you, Lord our God, that you multiply his children like the dust of the earth, the descendants like the sand of the sea. The next line in the Musaf prayer on Rosh Hashanah is, as it is written in the Torah, God remembered Noah and all the animals and all the cattle that were with him in the ark, and God made a wind blow across the earth, and the waters grew calm. And the next pasuk, the next verse, connects the universal to our national story. And it is said, right Chazal in the Maaser, and it is said, quoting from the Sefer Shmot, the second chapter of the book of Shmot, Vayishma Elohim et Nakatam, Vayizkor Elohim et Brito, et Avraham, et Yitzchak, ve et Yaakov. God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Avraham, with Yitzchak, and with Yaakov. And so may it be for us. This is a time period in which we hope that we not only appreciate our national story against the backdrop of the universal story, and there announce that Kadosh Baruch Hu to be the king of the universe, of all people, but also to recognize this is a prayerful time. And one last thing. This is a time, Aleph Nisan, where we start again. Where we rediscover renewal. Where Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen were told, as we read this past Shabbat, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. This is the beginning of all months. This is the beginning of the clock of redemption. It starts ticking on Aleph Nisan, each year anew. As Yeshua declares in that same piece of Talmud where he announces and proclaims that he thinks the world is really created in Nisan. The Nisan Nigalu, the Nisan Atidin Ligael. In Nisan were they redeemed, and in Nisan we are destined to be redeemed. Let us now together daven. We'll read from the Siddur of David Malka Mashicha, the great King David, the Anointed One, chapters 20, 27, and 130. And I think it's instructive and telling that we're reading chapter 20, which ends with the words, Hashem, Hoshia, HaMelech, Ya'anenu V'yom Koreinu, culminating in the verse, God, save us. The King will answer us on the day that we call. Chapter 27, every Jew in the world knows, is recited each and every day, twice daily, in a time period of 40 days from the onset of the month of Elul, and right through the High Holy Day period to the end of Shmini Atzeret. And of course, Psalm 130, the psalm from the depths that we recite each day of the Atzeret Yemei Tshuva, starting on Rosh Hashanah, and right through to Yom HaKippurim, and whenever we find ourselves in distress. Let's join together now. I'll be the one reciting, but I hope you'll recite it along with me. Let's have in mind all of Klal Yisrael, wherever they may be. Let's have in mind all humanity at this hour, as we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this, our Rosh Chodashim, the beginning of all months, the beginning, but also the continuation of the ticking of the clock of redemption, of the Geula Hashlema of Amitit. Tehillim Perek Chaf. Chapter 20. Lam natzeach mizmor le David. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yistagev chashveim Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisodeka, yizkor kol minchotecha, ve'olaticha yedash nesela. Yitein lecha chilevavecha, v'chol atzaticha yimalei. Ena bishuatecha, uv'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yadati, ki hoshia Adonai meshicho. Ya'anehu mishmei kodsho, bigvurot yesha yimino. Eilev arechev, ve'eilev asusim, va'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazgir. Heima kar'u v'nafalu, va'anachnu kamnu v'anit odad, Adonai hoshia. Perek Chav Zion, chapter 27. Le David, Adonai ori v'yishi mimi ira, Adonai ma'oz chayai mimi efchad. Rov alai mireim lechol et bisari, sarai ve'oyevai li. Hema kashlu v'nafalu. Im tachane alai machane, lo yira libi. Im takum alai milchama, bizot anivoteach. Achat sa'alti me'et Adonai, ota avakesh. Shivti beveit Adonai kol yemei chayai. Lachazot benoam Adonai, ulvaker beheichalo. Kitz pineni besuko b'yom ra'a, yastireni b'seter aholo, b'tzur yirom emeni. Ve'ata yarum roshi al oivai sivotai, ve'ezbecha ve'aholo zivchei teru'a, ashira v'azamera l'adonai. Shema Adonai koli ekra, v'choneni v'aneni. Lecha amar libi bakshu fanai, et panecha Adonai abakesh. Al taster panecha mimeni, al tat be'af avdecha. Ezrati hayita, al titsheni v'al tazveni Elohei yishi. Ki avivi mi azavuni, v'Adonai ya'atzveni. Horeini Adonai darkecha, Unecheni beorach nishor, leman shorerai. Al titneni benefesh tzarai, ki kamu vi edei sheker, vifeach chamat. Lulei hemanti lirot betuv Adonai be'eret chayim. Kavei el Adonai, chazak v'ameit libecha, v'kavei el Adonai. Tehillim kuf lamed. Chapter 130. Shir hamalot mima makim kraticha Adonai. Adonai, shima v'koli, tiyena oznecha kashuvot l'kol tachanunai. Im avonot tishmorya, Adonai mi yamot. Ki imcha haslicha liman tivarei. Kiviti Adonai kivita nafsi, veli dvaro hochalti. Nafsi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed varbei mofidut. Vehu yivdet Yisrael mikol avonotav. Now we recite Achenu. first in English and then in Lashon HaKodesh. As for our brethren, the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon. Acheinu kol beit Yisrael, hanatunim betzara uveshivya, ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, ha'makom yirachem aleihem v'yotziyem mitzara lirvacha, u'me'afeila le'ora, u'me'ishibud li'geula, hashta ba'agala u'izman kariv, v'nomar, amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Engel. I mistakenly left out two very important sponsorships for this call, which I very much would like to acknowledge now, and I apologize. Howard Borskin for the yahrzeit of his mother, Liba Bas Tzvi, whose yahrzeit is today. May her neshama have an aliyah. And by Brad Burvis in honor of his daughter's official bat mitzvah, which is Bayom, today, Rosh Chodesh Nisan Eser Chava Bat Baruch Tzvi Azriel Chloe Burvis. Mazel Tov. Fantastic to be celebrating a simcha here on these calls. It's an amazing breath of fresh air. Tonight, without missing a beat, OU Live is back and featuring another all-star lineup. Rabbi Jason Wiener, Director of Spiritual Care, Cedars-Sinai, will be in the virtual studio to discuss spiritual care during a physical pandemic. Additionally, Rabbi Mark Wilds, founder of Manhattan Jewish Experience, will be sharing his perspective on maximizing meaningful moments this Pesach. And you will not want to miss a personal musical favorite of mine, musical sensation and legend, Avram Rosenblum, founder of the Diaspora Yeshiva Band. That's all tonight on OU Live, Monday through Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. It's an hour, nightly long program, which provides you a front row seat to conversations with some of our community's most inspiring and uplifting personalities. It can all be found at ou.org/OU Live. That's ou.org/OU Live. I would like to thank our producer extraordinaire, Rabbi Philip Karish, who, although you do not hear him on these calls, he is always in the background, ensuring everything is running smoothly. I would also like to express our gratitude to the engineers and team of Turbo Bridge, who provide us this wonderful platform for these calls and who join us each day behind the scenes to ensure a smooth operation. Thank you. In this wonderful month of Nisan, miracles, which represents Geula, redemption, may we be fortunate and blessed to see many miracles. A refuah for all those in need, parnasa for all those in need, shidduchim for all those in need, for all those yearning for children to be blessed with many, many healthy children. Ultimately, for the greatest miracle of all, for the Rabboni Shel Olam, the master of the world, bring an end to this exile and bring us back to his holy land. As we share each day, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah, a healing for all those in need, will be answered latova for good. And may the Rabboni Shel Olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Share a virtual smile with a neighbor, family, or friend today by picking up the phone and calling someone who you know is alone or lonely. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for Words of Inspiration, Divrei Chizuk, from Rabbi Stephen Weil, Senior Managing Director of the OU. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, optimistic, and hopeful. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day and month.